Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
Worse before it gets better.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. If you're trying to sell a home, you might not want to hear this. A new prediction says it's going to be a while before the housing market bottoms out, like early 2009. Moody'sEconomy.com says markets across the country will crash and see price drops of more than 30% before this is over. Chief Economist Mark Zandi says it won't be until 2010 before we see any decent improvement in sales, construction, and pricing. In the meantime, Wall Street's trying to hang in there. Yesterday, the Dow shot up 196 points to 13,444. The S&P 500 gained 22 to 1485. The NASDAQ added 46 points. The overseas markets have followed suit today. In Japan, the Nikkei was up 1.7%. European shares are 0.5% higher. What's black and white and red all over? Try the newspaper industry. The red ink is piling up fast as advertising revenues keep falling. Real estate companies are pulling out for obvious reasons. Gannett says its flagship, USA Today, will see revenues fall 7% this year. Stacey Vanek Smith looks at where the business is headed.
Newspaper circulation has been dropping for decades. More people are going elsewhere for their news. The flailing economy has taken that situation from bad to worse, says Tom Rosensteel, director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism.
What I hear from publishers and editors is there's no more fat to be trimmed. We are now into amputation.
Rosensteel says all those cutbacks may be hasty. Newspapers actually net profits of about 20%. Profits have been shrinking the last couple of decades, but Rosensteel says newspapers aren't dying. They're transitioning into the digital age.
Newspapers, I think, should be in the position of saying the economics of delivering news this way will sort itself out, but you will kill that golden goose if you cause us to shrink our newsrooms before the economic model is developed.
Rosensteel says papers should consider a Silicon Valley approach, where profits aren't expected for years. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Okay, foodies, today is a big day. A new delicacy will be served in the U.S. for the first time, the Iberian ham. It comes from Spain. The first slice will be eaten by the Spanish ambassador in Washington. Then you can try it out, if you don't mind the price. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Iberian ham comes from the only free-grazing pigs left in Europe. John Willoughby is executive editor of Gourmet magazine.
These pigs are fed largely on acorns, so it's got that nice, deep, nutty flavor. And combined with the texture, it's just about the best ham that you can find.
Jamón Ibérico is expensive even in Spain, but Willoughby says it'll be a lot pricier over here.
If you want to buy a whole one when they're imported, you have to put down a deposit of $200.
Wholesalers are likely to charge more than $1,000 for a single ham. And when it comes to buying in tapas bars and restaurants,
get your palate and your wallet ready.
Willoughby says an appetizer portion of a few small slices could cost $20. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
If you have any cash left after the ham, how about a nice glass of whiskey? This weekend, Christie's will hold its first liquor auction since Prohibition. Christie's is honoring the 74th anniversary of the repeal of that particular law. Among the items up for sale, a bottle of Macallan Rare Reserve 1856. That'll probably fetch at least $20,000.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By Shriners Hospitals for Children, providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at ShrinersForKids.org. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
The House is expected to vote today on this big energy bill. It gets rid of billions of dollars in tax breaks for oil companies. It requires new fuel economy standards, 35 miles to the gallon on average. And there are tax incentives in there for companies to develop hybrid electric plug-in cars. But you know what? You can make your own electric car right now without buying a new one. James Nestor reports from San Francisco.
A century ago, electric cars outnumbered gas cars on the road. But then cheaper gas cars made them obsolete. Today, gas prices are ridiculous. So where's the clean, green electric driving machine? You're sitting in it right now.
That's the beauty of this particular thing, converting your car right now. You can do it today. And you have been able to do it for the past 20 years.
That's Bill Lenfer, an employee of Electro Automotive. Since 1979, the company has sold kits that can turn any car, from a Rolls-Royce to a VW Rabbit, into an electric vehicle. In the past few years, orders have gone from a few dozen to a few hundred a year, says co-owner Sherry Prang.
As of today, where we stand, we've put more electric cars on the road than General Motors has.
It's true. From 1996 to 2000, General Motors sold 1,100 of their revolutionary EV1 electric cars. By 2006, GM recalled and destroyed almost every one.
When Hurricane Katrina hit, and we all saw those, you know, tremendous rises in gas prices, it kind of committed me to doing it.
Kits average about $7,000, but Prang says the motors last forever and are up to 90% less polluting. Beats buying a new car. McDonald's converted Honda Civic beeps, whines, and fizzes. At stoplights, it's quiet, creepily quiet.
You know, sometimes people, when I give them rides, they panic and they think that the engine might have shut off. And
McDonald's says driving electric is worth the funny looks. He spends $20 a month charging his car every night through a home outlet. Gas would cost him $60 a month. And if he drove a lot more, he'd save thousands of dollars a year.
I've been meaning to pose myself and my car in front of one of the gas stations, the corner gas stations we got here, you know, and give him the double fingers.
In San Francisco, I'm James Nestor for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.